When Jakob Meyer zum Hasen, on the left in his fur-lined cloak, commissioned this altarpiece from Hans Holbein in 1525, he had some hard years behind him. Meyer zum Hasen had been burgomaster of Basel, at least until 1521, 4 years before, when he was removed from office and imprisoned for accepting bribes. But now he'd been released and saw this painting as a way to improve his public image, a demonstration of his humility and at the same time announcing his return to life at the top. A money changer by trade, Meyer zum Hasen was not born into high society, but introduced into those circles by his first wife, Magdalena Bär. When this work was painted, Magdalena Bär was already dead. Nevertheless, she was included in the family portrait, set in strict profile behind her successor, Dorothea Kannengießer, whose features, as we can see, are far more vivid. Incidentally, the figure of Magdalena Bär illustrates one of the changes so decisively helping to distinguish between the original and the copy. Evidently, she was only added after most of the work had been completed, which explains why she seems a little cramped. The young woman in white, kneeling in front of Dorothea, is Anna, a daughter of the marriage. She's holding a rosary in her hands. It's rather more difficult to know who the two boys in front of Meyer zum Hasen are supposed to be. Since he never had any sons, the modern reading of the figures suggests they might be a further link between the worldly and divine spheres. The finely dressed young man could be St. Jacob, Meyer zum Hasen's patron saint. The naked young child in front is read as representing John the Baptist, often an accompanying figure in Renaissance paintings of the Madonna and Child.